So all the different incarnations of the Lord indirectly or directly manifested different features of Lord Krishna. The primeval Lord exhibited the complete features of Godhead, and thus it is confirmed that he is the source of all other incarnations. And the most extraordinary feature exhibited by Lord Sri Krishna was his internal energetic manifestation of his pastimes with the cowherd girls. His pastimes with the gopis are all displays of transcendental existence, bliss, and knowledge, although these are manifested apparently as sex love. The specific attraction of his pastimes with the gopis should never be misunderstood. The Bhagavatam relates these transcendental pastimes in the 10th canto. And in order to reach the position to understand the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, the Bhagavatam promotes the student gradually in 9 other cantos. According to Srila Jiva Goswami's statement, in accordance with authoritative sources, Lord Krishna is the source of all other incarnations. It is not that Lord Krishna is any source of incarnation. All the symptoms of the Supreme Truth in full are present in the person of Lord Sri Krishna. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord emphatically declares that there is no truth greater than or equal to himself. In this stanza, the word Swayam is particularly mentioned to confirm that Lord Krishna has no other source than himself. Although in other places, the incarnations are described as Bhagavan because of their specific functions, nowhere are they declared to be the Supreme Personality. In this stanza, the word Swayam signifies the supremacy of the Summum Bonum. The Summum Bonum, Krishna, is one without a second. He himself has expanded himself in various parts, portions, and particles as Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, Tadekatma, Prabhava, Vaibhava, Vilas, Avatara, Avesha, and Jivas, all provided with innumerable energies just suitable to the respective persons and personalities. Learned scholars in transcendental subjects have carefully analyzed the Summum Bonum Krishna to have 64 principal attributes. All the expansions or categories of the Lord possess only some percentages of these attributes. But Sri Krishna is the possessor of the attribute synthesis, and his personal expansion, such as Swayam Prakash and Tad Ekatma, up to the categories of the avatars who are all Vishnu Tattva, possess up to 93% of these transcendental attributes. Lord Shiva, who is neither avatar nor avish nor in between them, possesses almost 84% of the attributes. But the jivas, or the individual living beings in different statuses of life, possess up to the limit of 78% of the attributes. In the conditioned state of material existence, the living being possesses these attributes in very minute quantity, varying in terms of the pious life of the living being. The most perfect of living beings is Brahma, the supreme administrator of one universe. He possesses 78% of the attributes in full. All other demigods have the same attributes in less quantity, whereas human beings possess the attributes in very minute quantity. The standard of perfection for a human being is to develop the attributes up to 78% in full. The living being can never possess attributes like Shiva, Vishnu, or Lord Krishna. A living being can become godly by developing the 78% transcendental attributes in fullness, but he can never become a god like Shiva, Vishnu, or Krishna. He can become a Brahma in due course. The godly living beings, who are all residents of the planets in the spiritual sky, are eternal associates of God in different spiritual planets called Hari Dham and Mahesh Dham. The abode of Lord Krishna above all spiritual planets is called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. And a perfected living being, by developing 78% of the above attributes in fullness, can enter the planet of Krishna Loka after leaving the present material body. Ete chang shakalah pum sat krishna stu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam vidayanti yudhe. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists, the Lord incarnates to protect the theists. As members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founder Acharya His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the Brahma, Madhva, Gauriya Sampradaya, we are well indoctrinated in this most essential transcendental fact, Krishna Tu Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavan Agata Bhagavan. But, Tu means but. But Krishna is Bhagavan himself. Others could also be called Swayam Bhagavan, but here they are all Bhagavan, but here the sense of Swayam Bhagavan means fully, as Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport. The other manifestations, other Vishnu Tattva manifestations, they're also Bhagavan, but they don't exhibit the fullness of Bhagavata, or the state of being full of Bhaga, full of opulence. They do not exhibit that to the same extent as Krishna does. So, in everything that we do in Krishna consciousness, it's all predicated on the background of accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Manifestation of the Personality of Godhead. This is somewhat difficult for people to even conceptualize if they're not raised in what we might call Hindu culture. God is one. So Hinduism has its, as the present mixed up state of Vedic culture is often called, is often conceived of as being polytheistic. There are many gods. Here we have Krishna Lila. Oh no, I can see. On this side is Krishna Lila. So we have Balaji, Narasimha Dev, pictures of Ramachandra, Krishna showing his Vishwarup to Arjuna, Krishna on the lap of Yashoda, and Vishnu as Paramatma. So it's difficult for people who have this idea of God the Father in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, send all these Hindus to hell, to conceptualize that God appears in many forms. Those who think themselves most philosophically advanced, they think that all this idea of God as a father, God being a person, that's just for very neophyte people. And that's the Advaitavadis, who claim to be followers of Adi Shankaracharya. They also condescendingly consider that worship of God's forms, that's alright for pious people who are actually not very intelligent. But then when you become actually intelligent, you realize that there is no form to God and that you yourself are God. So Srila Prabhupada had a program for these people. It's called Kick Them in the Face with Boots. Well, that was more for the scientists. He liked, and anyone, actually, who didn't accept. The fact of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he manifests himself in many forms. In all of his forms, they're all Bhagavan. Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, Kulas. So they all possess all the qualities that Aishwarya Sya Samagra Sya Virya Sya Yasha Sya Sriha Gyanava Yogya Yoshchaiva Shannam Bhagati Yana. Bhaga means some special quality, some outstanding quality, some attractive quality. The six are analyzed in this verse which is given by Parashara. Six prominent features, they are opulence, power, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. And one who has got these in full, such a person can be called Bhagavan. So Nrsimhadev has these qualities in full, Varahadev has these qualities in full, but they do not manifest all these qualities all the time as does, to the fullest extent as does Krishna. Now if we say the fullest extent, what does that mean? That means asamodha. Actually, just before I came here, we came to a class with Srila Prabhupada gave in Chennai, and he was discussing this very point, Krishna to Paramahansa's wife, and Asama Urdhva, he quoted this term. Asama Urdhva. There is no one equal to, no one greater. That is the supreme. That is a very good definition of the supreme. So, what do we mean when we say these qualities in full? That means that just like, for instance, Krishna's beauty. Krishna is so beautiful, one cannot imagine anyone more beautiful. It's not possible to be more beautiful. But at the next moment, Krishna is more beautiful. Because his opulences are always increasing. That's the meaning of infinite. One meaning of it. Infinitely beautiful. And our ability to understand and to conceive is finite. So we cannot even imagine how beautiful is Krishna. We cannot imagine how powerful is Krishna. We cannot imagine. And it's better that we don't try to imagine. We can just hear from above. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the most authorized exposition of the science of God, Bhagavata. Prior to this, in the previous chapter, that has been stated, Bhagavata Vijnanam, Mukta Sangha Vijnanam. What is that? What is the next line? Bhagavata Vijnanam, Sangha. Mukta Sangopajayata. Last time I quoted this, I quoted this hundreds of times. So anyway, the purport is that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of God. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. By which we can understand who is God, what is God, in full. Bhagavad Gita is also perfect. Srimad Bhagavatam is also perfect. But what Krishna states in essence in Bhagavad Gita is explained in detail in this Srimad Bhagavatam. And here in Srimad Bhagavatam it is described that Krishna is Swayam. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Of course, when we say Srimad Bhagavatam is fully explained, but there's, when we say fully, what does that mean? That means two to the extent that we can understand, there's no end to Krishna consciousness. Ananta. Ananta Dev is describing Krishna's glory from tiny moment with unlimited mouths and never repeats and never comes to the end and never can come to end. This is infinite. Infinite is inconceivable. We cannot imagine. We live in constricted time and space. Even Brahma, he said that to Krishna, after seeing some manifestation of Krishna's opulences, Brahma, he admitted that even though I am the overseer of this whole universe, but I am constricted in time and space, in a very short time, 311 trillion years or so, and in a small space, the whole universe. If we're constricted in a small space, a little, that's the prison, means if we're in prison, we're in a small cell, we can't move, we're restricted in that. But the whole, so we think if we go to an open space, that's very nice, but this whole, we are all constricted in this Brahman, this Brahma's egg, egg-shaped universe. So we cannot, we're restricted, and we're also restricted by our ability to conceive, to imagine. We cannot imagine. Ulangita Trivijjatira Tashashai. This Yamuna Acharya has praised Krishna that he is far beyond the limitations. Trividya Sima, these three principal limitations by which we cannot know Krishna. We are limited by space, we are limited by time, and we are limited by our ability to imagine, to think. We cannot imagine how great is Krishna. We cannot imagine what is infinity. We cannot imagine anything beginningless, because in this restricted, constricted time and space of this universe, we imagine or we perceive that everything has a beginning and everything has an end, and Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, jata chahi jugam mrityu jugam janma mrityu cha. There's birth, there's death, beginning, and there's a beginning and an end of everything. But time is eternal. What was there before the Big Bang? Ask the scientists. They say, we don't know. We know. If there ever was a Big Bang anyway. It was Krishna, it was the Atman, all the Atmas. That is, we cannot imagine what is beginningless. We cannot imagine that which is without limit, but that is Krishna. The impersonalists, they imagine that the infinite is without quality. Because quality means limitation in their estimation. Means differentiation. That which is good is differentiated from that which is bad. That which is very good is differentiated from that which is moderately good. But, as particularly, Sripad Madhvacharya has pointed out, there are differences. There is a difference between the supreme and the non-supreme. Otherwise there'd be no meaning to the word supreme. If we say everyone and everything is supreme, then there's no meaning to the word supreme. Therefore, asamurdhava. No one greater, no one equal. Natasya kāyam kāyam javityate natasamas chādhadikas chadishyate parāsa shakti evidhāyam shūyate svabhāviki jnāna bhavakriyās chādhadikas. He has nothing to do. He is not bound to do anything. No one is equal to him. No one is greater than him. He has multiple energies. This is Krishna. Now, if we see Krishna, that we want to see Krishna, we see Krishna, we'll see there's a form. Form means there's some limitation. Is it not? Just like we identify ourselves with these forms, material bodies. Sri Lankan. Sri Lankan means we're not Indian. And within Sri Lanka there are Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, what else?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, they're transcendental. They don't fit it. Can't admit to being any of these groups. So these are designations attached to the body. Then we find bodies, old body, young body, Tamil body, Sinhalese body, fat body, thin body, healthy body, unhealthy body. But it's all temporary and limited. Limited means just like we are sitting here at, what is it, 196 New Chetty Street? What's the number? 188.
Okay,
with my limited intelligence. I only got the first figure right. 188 New Chetty Street, Colombo. So we're not at 186 New Chetty Street. We can't be here and there. We can only be in one place at one time. So there's an example of limitation. So if we say Krishna is the supreme, Krishna is manifested as his Shyama Sundara, blackish and very beautiful, Tribhanga, threefold bending form, we may say, well, okay, if you say Krishna is like that, but you're not here, well, maybe he's not at 186. He's not there. Just like we're here, we're not there, so where is he? We don't see him, that means he's limited. That is the misunderstanding. Angantarasta paramanuchayantarastam. He is goloka eva nivasatya akhila atmanbhutaha. He is within every atom. He is in his own abode. He is everywhere. But those who do not have the eyes of love, they don't see him. Or to put it in a more positive way, Primanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasta Daira Hideyeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundara Matinta Guna Srupa Govinda Madhi Purusha Tamaham Majami. Those whose eyes are anointed with the salve of love, they see Krishna in the heart. That Shyama Sundara form, Achintya Guna Srupa. His form is composed of inconceivable qualities. In this material world, the scientists are very interested to measure everything. But Krishna is immeasurable, so they'll never find him. He is Anoyami Anmahato Mahina. Is smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. So get your best microscope. You won't find Krishna. Get your best telescope. You won't find Krishna. The first man in space, so we're told, was Yuri Gagarin in the 1950s. The Russians made it to space before the Americans. But the Americans made up later by going to the moon ahead of the Russians. Da, 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 da. So he went into space. He just went up a few miles, not very far. And he looked out of his cabin and said, "No God, I didn't see any God. That's proof there's no God." He had to do some work for the... But he went up there, he had to do some work for the international mission for making everyone into communists. The first condition of which is you have to be an atheist. So he proved that there is no God. He went a few miles up, didn't see God, came back and said, "No God." Proved, scientifically. Following in the footsteps of the great German philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche. who came up with the tremendous philosophical realization that God is dead. And as someone noted later, after Nietzsche died, that God is dead, says Nietzsche, but later on, Nietzsche is dead, says God. God goes up, Nietzsche dies.
He may be.
He might be here somewhere. One of the cockroaches in the toilet, looking for a piece of stool, or something like that. I don't know where he is. He should have come a little later, joined the Hare Krishna movement. Then he would have found God is alive. In fact, he said, I would believe in God if he danced. But he could have joined us. It's tough if the only God you know is one who creates lots of beings just to throw them in hell forever. So Krishna, he's not like that. Krishna is full of all transcendental qualities. In power, beauty, what about his mercy? Where's that? That doesn't come in six qualities. That's ascertained by the acharyas, that Krishna's greatest quality is his mercy, specifically upon his devotees. Merciful to everyone, but specifically upon his devotees, or particularly upon his devotees. So where does that come in now? Well, it could be included in beauty, the beauty of his personality. Or we may say that these six qualities, of course they're not all the qualities, he has unlimited qualities. But these six qualities, they particularly from our perspective, from we who are trying to understand God in a Bhagavad Tattva Vijnana, in a scientific way, these qualities, they particularly establish him as supreme. Here this verse, Ete Chang Shakala Kamsa Krishna Tu Bhagavan Swayam Rari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayam Ti Yuge Yuge, describes Krishna, describing Swayam Bhagavan. Not specifically a description of Krishna, it's a description of Swayam Bhagavan. And Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna. But the point is, who is Swayam Bhagavan? And that is Krishna. Then we can come later to understand who is Krishna. First should be understood who is Swayam Bhagavan. So this describes Swayam Bhagavan, God himself, as explains him in, what shall we say, cosmocentric terms. You know the word cosmocentric? Well, probably not in any dictionary, I just made it up. It means from our own perspective within this material universe. Indrai viyakalam lokam mridayanti yoga yoga. He appears in every age to offset the disturbances made by the enemies of Indra. So of course this is not the greatest quality of Krishna. Specifically, Srimad Bhagavatam takes us to the fully transcendental approach to Krishna, where we don't approach Krishna because he helps us with our material problems, but we approach him, this whole approach is inculcated, approaching him out of pure love. But this approach, that God helps us in our difficulties within this world, that is a beginning, but that is not full and pure Krishna consciousness. From our present position, we may take to God consciousness, considering we have so many disturbances in this world, only God can help. So who is that God? That is Krishna. If he can help Indra, he can help me and you, who are very small compared to Indra. But full God consciousness, that's already been described, Savai Pongsao, Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktya Adhoksha Jay Ahaitukya Pratihata Yayatma Supersedity. The highest dharma for all living beings, Savai Pongsao. This word is used here in a different way, the Eke Chang Shakala Pumsaha, used in a different way. So the highest dharma for all living beings is to develop, or that bhakti, that dedication, that devotion, service attitude, that offering of oneself to the supreme transcendent Lord, without any personal motive and without any interruption or stoppage, and that will fully satisfy the self. So this understanding is the underpinning of all that we are doing in this Krishna consciousness movement. We accept initiation for this purpose, for surrendering to Krishna. And then surrender in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, that is considered, that's it. Surrender, that is our ultimate task. But the Gauriya Sampradaya takes surrender, Sharanagati, or Prapatti. That is the beginning. There is love beyond surrender. We surrender to Krishna. We may surrender to Krishna not specifically out of love. Sarvadhaman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja aham tva sarva bhavebhyo moksha yishami mashucha. We may surrender to Krishna with the motive of getting free from sinful reaction. But that's not love. Love means that we love Krishna without any personal motive, even to get free from the suffering of this world. Certainly Krishna will deliver us from the suffering of this world. But love means not to be self-centered. What can Krishna do for me? But what can I do to please Krishna? Krishna is so kind. He is so great, so powerful, but if I actually offer something to him with love, Patram Pushpam Tam Tauyam Yome Bhakta Prayasu Tadaham Bhakti Pahe Tamashnami Prayasu. Even I am totally insignificant. And even if I offer something very insignificant, but Krishna, out of his great kindness, accepts it as significant. He takes note, he accepts it. So it's on this basis, pure love, this is the basis that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mined from Srimad Bhagavatam. There may be different approaches and different conclusions, and somehow even the Mayavadis approach Srimad Bhagavatam, and various devotees do, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he found full Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is never less than full. But according to our concepts and our understanding, we may not approach him in the fullest way. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he found the fullest meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada mentions here. Krishna with the Gopikas of Vrindavan, that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's specific meditation and his specific contribution of loving Krishna as he loves in his most intimate way. Guru Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami bless us that Satchinandana, Lord Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has appeared in Kali Yuga to offer that which was not offered for more than 311 trillion years previously. The topmost resplendent, blazing mellow of pure love for himself, especially indicating the Vraja, the Krishna loving in Vrindavan. So, Rupa Goswami blesses. May that Lord Satchinandana be manifest in the core of our heart. And Srila Prabhupada, he prefaced this, his edition of Srimad Bhagavatam, with an overview of the pastimes and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are to approach Srimad Bhagavatam through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we take it for granted. Everything we do in Krishna conscious reason, we take it for granted. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the Supreme. Even among the different manifestations, Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, Kurma, Matsya, but even among all of them, they also, all these different forms, they're also attracted to Krishna, even though they are Krishna. Difficult to understand. Better not even to try to understand, because it's you can't make any mathematical formula to understand Krishna. Just how great is Krishna. If we accept, then we can understand by his mercy. Hare Krishna. Any question about this? I just said we can't understand it, so what are the questions? How to understand the ununderstandable? Just to understand how we understand in hearing. Sthani stita shudhigatam manubhavam manobhi. We prior show jivititopi up to high stream. We may not understand Krishna, but if we dedicate ourselves to hearing about Krishna, we can conquer Krishna, who is otherwise unconquerable.
We say we accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead for all the incarnations. When we incarnate as Krishna, what is that the name of incarnation? Or which one is source of which one is incarnation?
What is source and what is incarnation?
When we come as Krishna.
Krishna is avatari. He's the source of all the source of all the avatars. Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is his name. Krishna, Gopal, Govinda, Gopinath, there's so many names. We can't even conceive of infinity in terms of this material world. An infinite life. We can't conceive. Infinite time, we can't conceive. So what to speak of Krishna?
But at the same time, the Sastra of Bhakti means Mandanava and Bhakti.
We have to think of Krishna.
Yeah.
As far as we can. Aham sarvasya prabhavoma tasarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante maam bhuta bhavasamambhita. Understanding Krishna as the source of everything, everything emanates from him. Iti madva bhajante, then we worship Krishna on that basis. With intelligence and feeling. Krishna is unlimited, but he comes as the deity. We can dress him on very cool. The impersonalists, it might seem very logical to them that the infinite takes a form, but ultimately the form is not real because it's limited. But anyway, like I said, we learned from Srila Prabhupada how to deal with the impersonalists. We don't accept that. Even if, and it's something which maybe a Vaishnava shouldn't even say, but even if, actually, how can we say it? Alright, I'll say it. Even if the impersonal is supreme, still we're not interested. We're not interested. Still we want to worship Krishna. You can, others they can be happy with their Brahmananda, but we want to dress Krishna, worship Krishna, cook for Krishna, eat with Krishna. You can be happy with your impersonal fuzziness. We're not interested in it. In Puri, just a few days ago, this big Mayavadi sannyasi came to our program. And he came in the evening, he came the next morning also. Something attractive. There's nothing attractive in his Mayavada. There's some spiritual life. There's some real life. There's no life in simply aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, pragyanam brahma, tatvamasmi. There's no rasa, there's no juice, no bliss. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.